And now, the show that's all about baseball.
That's when the game, to me, is at its best.
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Mass.
Brought to you by Bigelow Tea, KM Hot Dogs, I Promise, official eye vitamin of the Boston Red Sox, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, and Window World.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is it safe to say that you, this team, is a World Series, as capable of winning the World Series this year?
Us?
Yes.
We have the best record in the American League, I think. So I think we have a chance.
I ask because, you know, there's as much as is made of the idea of positioning yourself for multiple championships. Like, is there any concern about sometimes taking the opportunity that you have for granted when you have it?
Alex, I show up every day to win ball games and to win a World Series. That's my job. You know, I think that's more a question for Haim and the people upstairs. We trust these people. We trust them. They've done an amazing job the last 24 months to put us in this situation. So, you know, everybody's in the same boat. We know what we want. You know, I think Pedroia said it best, right, in that speech in spring training. You know, if you don't show up every day here to win ball games and try to win a World Series, you're not in the right place.
Okay, so here's the question tonight on the Baseball Hour. Are the Red Sox in the right place? Are they in the right place? Because we are now less than 24 hours away from the annual Major League Baseball trading deadline. In fact, we're 22 hours away, a little less from the annual trading deadline. And the Red Sox thus far have done squat. Zero. And in and of itself, that shouldn't really mean anything. Because if they add a piece here in the next 22 hours that we look at and say, okay, that's good, we'll take it. Then I don't think you really have anything to complain about, but I do think there is a little bit of concern now as we approach the deadline of what exactly are we going to get and what is the approach of this organization. And that exchange between Alex Speer of the Boston Globe and Alex Cora of the Boston Red Sox, to me, really crystallized the whole thing. In fact, good question, Alex. Good question. And I mean Alex Speer of the Globe. Well, honestly, I want to play the exchange again for people who weren't listening to it. Because it gets to the essence of the whole issue here as the Red Sox close in on both a playoff spot, which I think they're going to make, and the trading deadline, which I think they need, at a time when their minor league system is relatively thin. It's better than it was a year ago, but it's still relatively thin. And Chaim Bloom is now in a spot that he has never been in before. And that is as the general manager or the chief baseball officer of a big market team that appears to have a chance to win the World Series. Murray, would you agree with that? Do you think the Red Sox have a chance to win the World Series?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jimmy Stewart?
100% yes, they have a chance to win the World Series.
Okay, so do I think that they are the best team in the field? My answer is no. Are they way better? Not just better, way better than I thought they would be to start the year? My answer is yes. And do I give them a puncher's chance, especially if Chris Sale comes back? Hell yes. So again, I want you to pay particular attention. I want to play it again. We'll open up the phones, by the way. 617-779-0985. Here's the general question. Do you trust the Red Sox right now, and do you believe in Chaim Bloom? I don't want to say trust Chaim Bloom, because that suggests that, like, he's done something to screw you over. And I don't think Bloom has done that. The organization's a little different, because we've all been here for a long time, and we know the Red Sox screw things up periodically. It happens. So do you trust the Red Sox to do the right thing at this deadline? And do you believe in Chaim Bloom to get them help here in the next 22 hours? Because that is a huge question now. Again, here is the exchange between Alex Speer of the Globe and Alex Cora of the Red Sox. Go, Jimmy.
Is it safe to say that you, this team, is a World Series, as capable of winning the World Series this year?
Us?
Yes.
We have the best record in the American League, I think. So I think we have a chance.
I ask because, you know, there's as much as is made of the idea of positioning yourself for multiple championships. Like, is there any concern about sometimes taking the opportunity that you have for granted when you have it?
Alex, I show up every day to win ball games and to win a World Series. That's my job. You know, I think that's more a question for Haim and the people upstairs. We trust these people. We trust them. They've done an amazing job the last 24 months to put us in this situation. So, you know, everybody's in the same boat. We know what we want. You know, I don't think uh, I think Pedroia said it best, right, in that speech in spring training. You know, if you don't show up every day here to win ball games and try to win a World Series, you're not in the right place.
See, now that is a devious, devious approach by Alex Spear of the Globe. And again, I say it in a complimentary fashion, Murray, and I'm not sure people would understand why. Because what Alex Spear is asking Alex Cora there is, does this team deserve help from the front office? That's what he's asking him. Do you believe you're a World Series contender? Cora looks at him and says, us? And the reason it came out that way, by the way, because they were talking about other teams right before that. And so, you know, the Yankees, Tampa, all these teams. And so that's why Cora reacted the way he did. Said, you mean us? Well, you know, look, we've been first place all year. We got the best record in the American League. Yeah, I think we got a chance. Yeah. And then Spear says, well, you can see that with all this talk of doing it in the long term, can you take it for granted in the short term? In other words, do they have to get you help? Is it stupid to take it for granted? Cora didn't take the cheese, to his credit. We trust these people. But the essence of the question is right. It's right. And I give Alex Spear all the credit in the world for asking the question. Meanwhile, and I told you this last night, Max Scherzer looks like he's going to the San Diego Padres. Now, and this I didn't tell you this part last night, but let me back up. I told you last night the Astros have made two deals. The Rays have made a deal for Nelson Cruz. Oakland has made a couple of trades. The White Sox added a reliever today, as Jim Murray pointed out. The point being that all the contenders in the American League have already added help at this deadline. All of them. The Red Sox haven't done anything yet. Now, Max Scherzer's still out there. Jose Barrios still out there. Anthony Rizzo still out there. Lots of good pieces still available out there. And maybe the Red Sox are going to make one of those deals. Maybe they'll make it during the next hour. Wouldn't that be nice? Right here on the Baseball Hour. But Scherzer appears headed to the San Diego Padres. Danny Duffy, whose name we've discussed, pitcher for the Royals, is going to the Los Angeles Dodgers. There are also players moving to the National League. And the competitors in the American League have all made deals to fortify their rosters here for the stretch run. So again, I ask you all, do you have faith in the Red Sox after having the season that they have had, bouncing back and winning you back, many of you, not all of you, but winning you back? Do you have faith that they're going to do the right thing here in the next 22 hours? And do you trust Chaim Bloom to execute what the Red Sox need? That's where I want to start tonight. We'll get to last night's game as well. Some things that Cora said about Chris Sale and what you can expect from the Red Sox. I think it relates to what you can expect from the Red Sox over the next 22 hours. So 617-779-0985. We'll kick it off tonight with Brian, who's in a truck.
Hey, Tony, I actually have a lot of faith in Bloom, and I was really skeptical when we hired him, but like the bullpen moves and some of like the lower level moves that have all really paid off in my mind. You know, the Pivetta deal, just the guys he's brought in, I think have been a really, really good mix for this team. So I have actually all the faith in the world that Chaim is not going to give up a ton and add to this team the way that it needs to be added. I think the guys won't be the biggest names, but I think they're going to be really impactful down the stretch run and into the playoffs.
Okay, so Brian, look, and that's a key point too, that if you were to go back to the 2018 deadline and you were to look at who the Red Sox added, Nathan Eovaldi and Steve Pearce, a lot of people were left wholly unimpressed. Well, what the hell are those guys going to do? Eovaldi was huge for them. Steve Pearce was the MVP of the World Series. Pearce was a valuable piece on that team too. Go ahead, Murray. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, no one should be mad. So I was talking to Jimmy Stewart about this very thing earlier during a commercial break of Felger and Maz. Like, no one should be mad if it's guys you look at and you're like, who? Like, it was in 2018. Like, Steve Pearce, huh? Like, and yes, unless you're really, like, following the league with a fine-tooth comb, you're not going to recognize some of those names. So if they pick up people like a utility guy or a guy that can add into the rotation that you really haven't heard of, you should still be happy about that because they've added to this team. The only reason that anyone has to be like upset with the Red Sox post-trade deadline is if they did absolutely positively nothing. Don't be mad if they don't get a Scherzer or a Rizzo. Yeah, that'd be nice, but that's kind of lofty. They need to do something. They need to add at first base. That's a given. Maybe get another pitcher, another arm, even in the bullpen. If they do nothing, that's the reason to be mad. Don't be mad if they get nobodies.
Murray, do you think there's a chance they'll do nothing?
Yeah, because they're the Red Sox.
So I'm starting to worry about that.
Yeah, to answer your question that you're asking to the audience, no, I don't trust the Red Sox because no one gets in the way of the Red Sox experience like the Red Sox. So.
Such a great way to put it, Murray. They do. They tend to get in their own way all the time.
And ever since you said it on this very show last night that, you know, maybe this whole thing that's out there about the Red Sox having interest in Max Scherzer is a bit of a smokescreen so that when they don't get him, ownership can say, well, hey, don't look at us. We tried. Like, that's just so them.
And and I do think that the message that has come out of the front office all year, and I'm really focusing on Bloom, again, is, well, you know, we have to, what our obligation is to make sure we can repeatedly go after championships. Bloom has said that over and over and over again, which is why my expectations for this deadline have been relatively low. I thought they would add pieces. I didn't think they would be huge pieces. I'm now starting to wonder whether we're going to get anything at all. I am really starting to wonder that.
And you know what'll really go up my tailpipe, and it should have everyone else too, is if they do absolutely nothing and then really try to sell you, well, we're getting Chris Sale, which I feel like has already kind of started. Like, the narrative around Sale has been a bit much for my taste, because I think you're relying on a guy whose arm could go like that because he's coming off Tommy John surgery. Like, you can't truly rely on that guy coming back and, like, being the savior of this team.
Murray, if you think that that has been a lot to take, wait till you hear Cora's response from the question earlier tonight.
Oh, boy.
Wait till you hear that one. Okay? We'll play that one here for you in just a little bit. Drew's in Boston. Drew, go ahead.
Hey, Tony, the answer is no and no. I don't trust the Red Sox, and Chaim Bloom is not Friedman, okay? He's got a small market mentality. He's shown it to us the whole time. His verbiage shows it to us. I'm scared, like you guys are, that they're going to do nothing. And the more I thought about what you said yesterday, the more, as a Red Sox fan for over 40 years, I knew it was a smokescreen and got so PO'd, I just couldn't even go to bed last night. I was so pissed.
Hey, Drew, how do you know that Bloom's not Friedman?
Because Friedman makes the moves with the shrewdness of a small market GM with limited resources and then goes after the big names when he needs to. Bloom has not shown us that he's willing to part with the pennies in his pocket so far.
Okay, so, but Friedman's been out in L.A. for a long time now. I mean, I just think it's a little too early to make that definitive judgment on Bloom. I have my doubts. I have my concerns. And I would tell you that if I had to pick right now, is this guy more like Ben Cherington, who seemed to guard his prospects too much, or like Dave Dombrowski, who did not guard them enough or value them enough? I would tell you I think that Chaim Bloom is more like Ben Cherington. But I am also willing to say, let's see. Let's see. So my concern with Bloom is, can he get the big fish? Can he get it? I know he can get the small fish, and I can know he can make these shrewd moves. And let's be honest, most of these moves are pretty low risk, high reward. Even Garrett Richards, it was $10 million for 1 year with an option. It's not like they signed him to a 3-year, $100 million contract at 33 per. Hunter Renfro, short money, that one's panned out. Kiki Hernandez, short money, it's panned out. So those deals aren't, you know, they're calculated risks, and they've been good ones. I'm not dismissing them, and I give him credit for finding those kinds of players. Those are the kinds of moves Dombrowski couldn't make. But you need to be able to do both. You got to get the small deal and the big deal. And sometimes at the trade deadline, and this gets back to the question that Alex Speer asked to Alex Cora tonight, at the trade deadline, sometimes you have to be willing to lose the deal to do what is best for your team. It's a short-term deal. That's what the trading deadline is. And so are the Red Sox going to go get a piece that can put this team over the top, or at least put them up nearer the top with the Dodgers and the Padres and maybe even the Giants, although I think they're closer to being the Red Sox than they are being San Diego or Los Angeles. In any case, that's the crux of the conversation. Tonight, anyway, on the Baseball Hour. And I told you, Murray said that he doesn't like some of the commentary that's coming out about Chris Sale and how the Red Sox may lean on him as they approach the final weeks of the season here. Alex Cora was asked about this again tonight as it relates to the deadline. I know Murray's not going to like the answer. The question is, will you? That's next.
The show that's all about baseball. The Baseball Hour, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Talking bases on balls.
Huge ones.
It's the Baseball Hour with Tony Mass on your home for Boston Sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tags that one into the gap. That's out of the grass. That's going to keep on rolling all the way up against the wall.
Don't overrun him, John.
Yeah, here comes Plawecki. He is in to score. Here comes the kid. He's trying to score. Play at the plate. He's safe. Wow. Holy cow. He was an absolute blur. And an inside to Parker. Oh, is that ever fun to watch?
I'm telling you, when this kid pushes it into second gear, he is flying. Now, on contact, you know this is going to be an extra base hit. Are you thinking inside the park home run? I mean, watch this ball get by, roll all the way out, and he is off. And he had no intention of stopping. A little bobble right there by Springer. They just continue to wave him home. Beautiful slide. Head first. Put the shoulder right into the catcher.
Well, we were asking the other day, what's the most exciting play in baseball? And that, well, the triple, well, no, this is it. Wow.
See, now this will tell you how I think. I watched that last night. Jaron Duran hits one into the triangle. Bolton around the bases, ends up getting a triple with an error, but effectively a little league home run. Is that what they're calling it? It was fun to watch, I admit it. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that baseball doesn't have anymore. Balls in play, guys running on the bases. Athleticism is what you're talking about. You know what my first reaction was when I saw this last night, Murray?
Let me guess, it wasn't a home run.
Oh, no, no. Well, that too. But, you know, once the outfielder, my first reaction was, ooh, now's a good time to trade him.
Well, yeah, sell high.
Yeah, so this is how my brain works. Because yesterday when we were discussing options at the trade deadline and Max Scherzer and would you move him and who would you move to get this guy? Someone said, would you move Jaron Duran? I think Felger asked me yesterday, would you move Jaron Duran? And my answer was, yep, because I think he's overrated. And that was before that play. Now that play happens and I sit there. You know what I immediately thought of, Jimmy Stewart? Jacoby Ellsbury stealing home. And what a big deal everybody made of that here. Jacoby Ellsbury stole home plate. Oh, whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-freaking-doo. It happened once in his 7 years here, or whatever it was. And people acted like it happened every game. So again, the inside the park home run, I love watching. It's great entertainment. I'm for all of that. And baseball needs it. But does that somehow make Jaron Duran this like megastar? Yes, he can run. Yep, he can. He's fast. I would capitalize on it. If you can get away with getting, and look, Scherzer's gone, I think. It feels like Max Scherzer's going to go to the San Diego Padres. And I'll give you my full breakdown on that sequence from this afternoon in a minute. But Jaron Duran is not as good as you think he is. He's a good little player. He's also expendable. He's the kind of guy that they could move at this deadline. They won't. I'd be shocked if they move Jaron Duran. But if he could get you Jose Barrios from the Twins, you're telling me you wouldn't do that?
Oh, please. You sell him right off.
Oh, in a second. In a second. And what I am concerned about at this deadline, and again, this is my question to those of you who are interested in the next 21 and a half hours as the Red Sox approach the trading deadline. Teams all across the league have already added players. The Astros have made two deals. The A's have made two deals. Tampa Bay got Nelson Cruz. The White Sox added a reliever today. Those are all the chief contenders in the American League. Meanwhile, the teams in the National League are making moves. The Red Sox have done nothing yet. Does anybody have concern that they're not going to do anything? Because I now do. I'm a little worried about it. And Bloom is going to err on the side of the long term versus the short term. This part should not surprise you. The question is whether or not he can thread a needle and find a happy medium, and there's still people out there. But Jose Berríos has another year in his contract. If you had to give up Jaren Duran and, say, Jeter Downs to get Jose Berríos, they should do that. They should absolutely do that. That might not be enough. I'm not delusional enough to think that that alone is enough. But if that could get you Berríos and then Cora, because Berríos, by the way, is from Puerto Rico, and then Cora can help you get a Berríos signed for another 4 or 5 years, oh, hell yeah, the Red Sox should do it. Hell yeah. So what I'm worried about is that the Red Sox are going to take an ultra-conservative approach to this deadline and do nothing. Do nothing. Which brings me to what Cora said today about Chris Sale. And as I tell you that, I should also tell you that there is now a report from Jack Curry of the Yes Network that the Yankees are about to get Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs.
Oof.
Okay, or yes. are closer to getting Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs. So again, left-handed hitting first baseman.
What are they doing? They're cooked. Why are they adding?
So I just don't think the Yankees can bring themselves to admit that they're not good enough. And I think Rizzo's actually a good fit in New York. More, in fact, in a lot of ways, more than Joey Gallo.
Well, I know John Tomasi was talking about the Red Sox might be sniffing around Kyle Schwarber of Washington. He'd be a good fit with the Yankees, too. But, like, I don't know. They're delusional, Maz. I get it. You know, they can't completely wave the white flag in their season just yet. But anyone who's rational.
I agree.
The Yankees season's been over for a few weeks now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's another thing. I'd be pissed if the Yankees didn't give up anything for Rizzo.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I want to see what the cost is, because this is sort of all part and parcel to the conversation. But the exchange Cora had regarding Chris Sale. Okay, Jimmy, let's go ahead and play that.
Will there be any disappointment in the clubhouse or on your part if you don't add?
I think having that skinny left-handed pitcher coming in a few weeks or in a month, it helps.
You know, can we stop there, Jimmy, for a second? So I said it was a question about the exchange about Chris Sale. The Red Sox made it about Chris Sale. Cora made it about Chris Sale. The comment that Sean McAdam of the Boston Sports Journal asked, and it's a little garbled, but hopefully you can make it out. McAdam says, will there be any disappointment in the clubhouse if you guys don't do anything at the deadline? Which, again, brings Cora to talk about Sale. Jimmy, just let's start it over and play it again. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Will there be any disappointment in the clubhouse or on your part if you don't add?
I think having that skinny left-handed pitcher coming in a few weeks or in a month, it helps. You know, it's a different feel, to be honest with you. Actually, I was just talked to Angelica this morning, and we were talking about that, you know, and it just feels like knowing that Chris is coming back is the trade that nobody else can make, and it's the A's. Maybe one more team can trade for an ace like him.
Okay, and he said an ace, not the A's. It sounds like he says the A's, like the Oakland A's. He said it's the ace that maybe no one else can trade for, not like him. Murray, how do you feel about that answer?
It's just they're putting too much on the return of Chris Sale. And I've seen this building just from how those that cover the team have been writing about it in recent weeks. It's just like Chris Sale is coming back like he's going to be the savior. You don't have to worry about them really adding anything at the trade deadline, because Chris Sale is going to be the answer. And I just think that's too much to ask for a guy that's coming off Tommy John surgery.
Oh, I hate the answer. I hate it, hate it, hate it. Don't use Sale as some sort of safety net and cop out. Oh, don't do that. I'm starting to think more and more that this is what the Red Sox are going to do. They've been saying all year long, we're going to take the long term over the short. You know, we have to thread the needle. Walk the tightrope is how Chaim Bloom put it. We're going to walk that line. All of that. And then they get to the deadline, and bodies are flying everywhere now. Max Scherzer looks like he's headed to San Diego. Anthony Rizzo looks like he's headed to the Yankees. Joey Gallo to the Yankees. Even the Yankees, who are like 9 games behind you or whatever it is, are making deals. And the Red Sox aren't doing anything? Is that where we are? So, I'll give them the 21 and a half hours till tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
But it don't feel great right now.
It does not feel great. And when you see Rizzo going to the Yankees, I want to see what the cost is. And then Cora says what he says about, well, no, nobody's going to be disappointed. We got Chris Sale coming through that door. And I get it. I get it. But that's what you're going to hit your wagons to? If Chris Sale has a setback, you're done in terms of additions to the deadline or improvements. And when I say done, I mean Sale is not going to is done for the year. You're not going to get anything out of him. And so if that's what the Red Sox are pinning their hopes to, I just think that's kind of lame. If I were a player, if I were Bogarts, I'd be effing pissed if they do nothing at this deadline. Pissed. And pinning your hopes to Chris Sale is a little bit of a long shot. Again, a guy coming off of Tommy John, that's asking a lot. First of all, you're going to ask for him to have no setbacks. And secondly, you're going to ask for him to pitch well after not having pitched for pretty close to 2 years. It's really what it comes down to. The last time he pitched was when? End of 2019? So that's the guy. Oh, my God, I hate it. I hate it. Murray's got your headlines. I want somebody to try to talk me off the ledge, but I do. I have concerns that the Red Sox are going to do nothing here at this deadline. The question is to you. Here's Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The show where it's always a full count.
Oh, I like this. Yeah.
The Baseball Hour with Tony Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, Marwin, Danny, Christian, Brazier, Sale, you know, I think health is something that we need, you know, and we believe we're going to get five big leaguers in the upcoming days, weeks, in the upcoming months. So, you know, I mean, all the teams have injuries, but we do believe that all these guys at one point they're gonna accomplish. They're gonna help us accomplish what we're trying to do.
So I'm just trying to read the tea leaves here, and these answers from Alex Cora tonight to me all had a similar theme to them. He was asked about, is the clubhouse going to be disappointed if you don't make it the deal at the deadline? And an answer is, well, no, because we have the skinny left-hander walking through the door, meaning Chris Sale. Then he's asked about, I don't even remember what the question was leading into that, but, you know, well, we got Marwin, Danny, Brazier, Christian. He starts rattling off all the guys who are injured, who have played, you know, been on the roster at some point this year with the exception of Brazier. And he says, you know, that's five big leaguers. And then he talks about Chris Sale there, too. And I hear, uh-oh. This is what you were talking about, Jim Murray, citing all the guys who are on the DL. Look at the way we've played. Look at where we are. We're a little banged up right now. We're still winning. Wait till we get everybody back and we're healthy.
They're not going to do anything.
And that's what it feels like to me.
By the way, they have officially missed out on Anthony Rizzo. Just reading from Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. Cubs have informed Rizzo of trade to Yankees, sources tell The Athletic.
Okay, so there you go. Anthony Rizzo, now a member of the New York Yankees, and the Yankees have made two deals here at the deadline in the last 24 hours or so. They have acquired Joey Gallo from the Texas Rangers. They've acquired Anthony Rizzo now from the Chicago Cubs, and the Yankees are nine games back of the Red Sox. Eight in the loss column.
So I guess the thing to keep in mind, though, is they're three back in the wild card, right? So this is why they still feel like, hey, you know, let's be aggressive here. We've still got a shot. I think the team stinks. They're rudderless. The manager should have been fired months ago. But ostensibly, this is why they're making these moves. It's very annoying, though, for a team that has looked dead in the water for most of the summer, Maz, is more aggressive than the team that looks like it has a legitimate chance to win the effing World Series.
Yeah, and Murray, that's the part that's disheartening. The Yankees have looked astonishingly mediocre at best all year long. And what have they gone out and done? Added two left-handed hitters to a lineup that has been so heavily right-handed in that ballpark that it's hard to believe that the Yankees would build a lineup that is that right-handed. So what have they done? They went out and got Gallo, and they went out and got Rizzo. And look, honestly, I think the Gallo pickup, Gallo is your classic modern ball player. Walk, strikeout, home run. The Yankees need somebody who makes a little more contact, and Rizzo plays defense on top of it. You know, so I like the idea of Rizzo in New York more than I like the idea of Gallo in New York, even though Gallo is now the more productive player. But the bottom line is they've added two lefty bats. Two. So they've added two players. Tampa Bay's added Nelson Cruz. The A's have made two trades. The Astros have made two trades, and the White Sox have made a deal. Nothing from the Red Sox. Nothing. If they do nothing at this deadline and sell you DL guys and Chris Sale, you have a right to be pissed as a fan. And honestly, I think that they're asking to blow up in the final 2 months. They're asking. Now, if they make it in spite of us all, well, then they'll have been right. But after everything the Red Sox have gone through in the last year plus, year and a half, really, they get this gift of a season from players who are playing their asses off, and they're going to do nothing at the deadline? Is that what we're looking at? I don't know how you could possibly accept that if you're either in uniform in that team or if you're a fan of that team. Jimmy, I've locked up here. I'm frozen. So Brendan from Burlington on line three, if we could. Brendan, what do you got, pal?
Real quick, not my main point, but I couldn't agree more with you about selling Duran. I think he's like a Benintendi, just kind of a young, good-looking guy that people are excited about. I think he's overrated, so all on board with that. I don't think anybody else would be upset if they got rid of him. But the main reason I'm calling is to disagree with both of you guys on the move. I don't think that they should make any move at the deadline. Sometimes the best move is no move. I mean, they're in first place right now in the American League, so they're clearly doing something right. I don't think that there's any reason to disrupt any momentum that they have in recovering from what Dombrowski did to the farm system. And then you're talking about Chris Sale like he's nobody. He's Chris Sale. I know that he's getting back from Tommy John surgery, but, I mean, look at Eovaldi. You know, he's done some great things, and he had, what, one or two Tommy Johns? So I think that the best move here is no move at all.
Yeah, so look, you guys. Brendan, I don't disagree with a lot of what you said, and Jimmy, you can let him go. I don't disagree with a lot of what you said, but the idea of the best move being no move, I think, is wrong. You're telling me this team has no needs?
Right, there's flaws still on this team. Like, well, do you got, Jimmy?
John Morosi tweeted 52 seconds ago, Red Sox, Rays joined Dodgers in San Francisco among clubs talking with Twins about Jose Berrios.
Okay, so again, Berrios is a big one.
Berrios, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, again, we're the last ones to correct anybody in pronunciation.
Yeah, honey, and, not Berrios.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's the Berries.
Yeah, he's not related to Braxton Berrios. So I love this guy. You know, if you tell me they were to get Jose Berrios and they add him to this rotation,
and that's a splash.
Okay. And honestly, in a lot of ways, you could argue he's a better get than Scherzer. In a lot of ways. Scherzer's a more experienced pitcher, but he's older and he's a free agent at the end of the year. This guy's younger. He's probably not quite as good. I shouldn't say probably. He's not as good as Scherzer. But he is a legit front end kind of starter. I don't know if he's a true ace, but he's young. And again, I'd be willing to bet that Cora's pulling some strings there, trying to get him to join the club. Because Berrios is Puerto Rican. Cora obviously has tremendous relationships with a lot of the guys in the Caribbean. And just look at the Red Sox roster this year. I don't need to tell you. Enrique Hernandez, I think, was a Cora guy. Marwin Gonzalez, Cora guy. I think there are a lot of guys on that roster that will play for Alex Cora, including some of the ones that are already here. J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, Christian Vasquez, Rafael Devers, Eduardo Rodriguez. This is where one of the values is in Cora as your manager. So absolutely, go for it. I if you're talking Berrios, I'll take back everything I've said in the last 40 minutes. So we just talked to Brendan in Burlington, Jimmy. What about Frank and Marshfield on line two? What about Frank? Frank, what do you get to say?
Hey, Tony, I don't want to get them in trouble for anything they haven't done yet, but, you know, unless you're a wagon, the idea of no move is sometimes the best move. They're not a wagon. They're a team that's been playing over their head, and it'll be interesting if they do nothing, to, like you were talking about, to see the psyche of the team. Are they going to have the attitude like, well, screw it, we'll just do it on our own? Or are they going to be like, wow, these guys don't believe in us? Every team that goes to the World Series or wins the World Series has a small piece, a Steve Pearce, a Doug Minkiewicz, just a just a guy that does a couple of good things or shows the team, hey, we believe in you. We're going to give you help, right?
So, look, that's how I feel. I'll tell you the other one that that's starting to bug me. And again, Jimmy, we can let him go. But the other thing I'm starting to worry about is if you go back and look at the Red Sox world champion, World Series winners, and I'd have to go back in every year, but in 2018, we remember, it was Pierce and Eovaldi. In 2007, Jimmy, I think they added Bobby Kilty that year. And if I remember, too, didn't they? They made the trade for Eric Gagne, which was a bust, but at least their heart was in the right place. In 2004, the Nomar deal, Minkiewicz, Orlando Cabrera, that was a team that was excellent. That team was good.
And Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts. How did I forget Dave Roberts?
Do you want the Rizzo trade?
Yes.
I'm reading from Jack Curry of Yes here. The Yankees are trading Alcantara, I'm guessing that's not Izzy, and Vizcaino for Rizzo. So two prospects.
Okay, and based on what I see here too, Murray, the
Cubs are picking up all of his salary.
Okay, yeah. So that is significant, and I'll tell you why. Because it means the Cubs said, no, we'll eat the money, but we want players. Right? So, but I want to find out about these two prospects that the Yankees gave up. Alcantara and Vizcaino.
Mm-hmm.
Are the two. So we'll try to give you some sort of assessment of those two players and who would be comparable gives in the Red Sox system. Again, Anthony Rizzo going to the New York Yankees.
Ooh.
The New York Yankees. Max Scherzer appears headed on his way to San Diego. Meanwhile, the Red Sox unzipped, holding their junk while we're waiting. For the Major League training deadline tomorrow at 4 p.m. I'm starting to get very discouraged and very concerned. How about you?
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Mass on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.